Oh my God. Jesus. Do you understand the level of fun that is going on in this studio right now on the air live? Live? Oh my God, if you're just tuning in, this is the second half of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am your host, Mariah Molinite, the Boston medium. 91.5 FM, WMFO, right here, Tufts, Medford. You're here! You're here! And you are listening to this live mixing of bluegrass and hip-hop live, and my stupid phone died and I was recording it. I mean, this is recorded, but like, I wanted a live video and, you know, just gotta be in the moment. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. This is amazing. You see? You see what can happen in the magic here when you use vinyl and you connect with vinyl? And yeah, and yes, we're gonna go into the vinyl because there's a message in these vinyl. There's messages in the vinyl record. I'm gonna channel it. We're gonna channel it. Oh my God! I'm so excited. What is happening? What is happening? What is happening? I don't even know what's happening. I don't even know what's going on. I've just teleported to a different dimension. I'm so scared to even do the shaman. No, I'm not scared, but I don't even know if I want to do the shamanic journey because this is like so much going on. This is so much. I can't. We can contain, Mariah, contain. We must contain ourselves right now. The excitement. Wow. 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 Why do I feel like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective's spirit is here in the office? I mean, office, in the studio. I don't know. It's like a mixture of that with like the angelic realm. It's intense. So, without further ado, we're going to get into it. What are we getting into? Excuse me. We are getting into, wow, the shamanic journeying. So when we do the shamanic journeying, what this is basically we are going to ask, you can ask a question and your guides will come through. Your guides are going to come in. That's what's going to happen. You can ask a question and, you know, you're going to get a vision and you're going to get a power animal as well. So that power animal also too, remember with that power animal, because every animal, spirit animal represents something. So that animal is coming to you for a reason. You don't have to ask a question either. That's your other option. You can just basically go in and see what spirit wants to tell you through the vision, through the journey. And you don't even have to do either. You can just be here for the healing. Just get the healing in. But overall, this is, no matter what's going on, this is going to be healing for you. So the drumming, you know, like I said before, I've actually done shamanic drumming on people. I've done shamanic drumming on someone who had COVID, and they literally felt, they were not in great shape one day, and the next day they felt so much better. They were telling me. So, I mean, this stuff works. I've done shamanic healing on myself, actually, with actual injury. And the injury progressively got better. So, you know, this is all energy healing. It's all good. It's all connecting. So, here we go. Stay tuned. Just get comfortable right now and just get into the energy. Get more into feeling comfortable and being present, because, you know, we don't want to be in a space where you're trying to force something, or you're trying to, you know, oh my God, I hope I get this. Or, you know, don't get disappointed if you don't see anything, because again, it varies. Like last time I had the most craziest journey. Like I didn't even have to take ayahuasca. I didn't have to take shrooms. Like this was all completely natural. And it was so vivid, but it was literally like being on hallucinogens. And so that's another thing what this is good for, to inform you and in how your brain literally has the ability to produce all of those drugs, all the drugs, all the alcohol, everything that you have, all of the things that the pharmacy can make up to make you feel better. Your body has the ability to do the same thing. So this is part of understanding that concept as well. So just take some nice deep inhale and exhales for a few moments to get yourself present so we're not rushing. So let's just remember this time is for you. I'm going to do this for about 7 or 10 minutes, depending on, you know, what I'm feeling. And so I hope, oh my God, this show is blowing my mind. Like, my own radio show is blowing my mind. Like, I swear to God, like, I'm like, I feel like I'm in the audience when I do this. Like, I leave my body and I'm like, okay, Mariah, you use yourself as a channel and a host, and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to plop out and just like witness everything. It's dope. My God. Okay. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale. That's right. Feel it. So when I start drumming, again, you see, grab onto that. The first animal you see, that's your power animal. Feel yourself coming back here. Feel yourself coming back and giving grateful thanks for this journey we had and giving grateful thanks for Spirit guiding us. Oh my goodness. Holy smokes, that was crazy. So that was nuts. Throughout the whole thing, So sometimes you can experience throughout the whole journey, you may not get much, but you'll get either one thing or two or three things that were so potent, you're just like, holy smoke. So I had that experience where I was mostly just present and drumming, but I got them. Oh my God, that was nuts. So first, I saw myself as like a newspaper. I was a newspaper from the 1950s. And I could feel myself being a newspaper from the 1950s. And there's these different sections. They had the cartoons, they had the advertisements, they had the funnies, but I could feel what that felt like to be connected to a newspaper or a magazine from the 50s. And that's what I was. It was so weird. And then I saw Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee's spirit came to me. And I just kept seeing him circling around like a boxing ring. Because we all know he was a boxer as well. And I just kept seeing him circling and circling. And I was like, and then when he was done circling, I was just like, it hit me and I could feel him here. Now it makes sense. I've talked to Bruce Lee Spirit many times. This all makes sense because I during Paranormal Playground Sounds in 2019, I had a dream and he came to my dream and I was like, yeah, I'm going to make a song and it's going to be with your dialogue over the song. And I have that and it's called Shaolin Number 13. So that song was conceived and it was created because of Paranormal Playground Sounds, because it was activated by the show. It was the whole premise of the show was like, okay, each week I'm going to make a new beat channeling spirit. So that happened. So I understand why that's going on and why he's here and why he was talking, why he was speaking. Now, and my message was for me. And so that's the thing. Everything, all those messages you have, those are for you. Those are sacred. Everything that you got in that shamanic journey. Me, I'm so open. I share a lot, but you know, a lot of it is sacred. A lot of, you know, and it's your choice to share what your experience was. It's your choice to share what your vision was. It's your choice to share what you got from it. But you know, it's always a choice, and I always see it as something very sacred. I mean, me, I share because I want people to understand and know that you're not alone when you're seeing these vivid, crazy, or what we so-called crazy things, because they're not crazy. That's real. You're having that spiritual experience. And that's what you need to know. That was so beautiful. This show is very beautiful. This is connection. It's a connectivity. It's love and it's magic happening everywhere. So, life is good. Life is very good. Oh, I can. Sometimes when I'm here and I'm doing this, it's something new. It's something unbelievably new. And I'm just like, it's mind blowing. It's just mind blowing. And I mean, to the average person who can't even fathom what's going on, or just says that, or just sees this as foo foo fluff, or maybe something I'm making up, which people are completely entitled to their opinion. And you know, I don't blame me for not really, you know, taking this fully and just being like, yeah, that's happening. You know, you have to experience it for yourself. You have to have that connection with yourself. And I can't. And this is what the show is. This is not me telling you facts and being like, you need to believe this because this is real. And if you don't believe it, you know, you're mean and you're discriminating against me. What I'm trying to say is like, this show is for those who are connected, who believe, who have this experience themselves. So once they come here, they're all nice and ready, and they're not, you know, I'm not here trying to like convince anybody anything. Everybody who chooses to listen, or who just turns on and has a curiosity, you have this within yourself. And this is the whole point. That is the, you know, it really comes down to it, is the whole point of all this. So Doesn't feel good. Let's play some Frankie Lyman. Let's get in some light. I want you to be my girl. Okay, I love this. So anyways, so we'll be here. Like, again, I'm here. Till 8 p.m. We're going to go into the messages right now. I'm going to go in and see into the Akesh, to the Akeshic Records. What is the message? Why did we pull this vinyl and the mixing and this? It's phenomenal. Though the bluegrass with the hip hop, I was not even expecting that to happen. You see, surprises all the time. So, oh my God, I can't wait to talk about all this. Oh, here we go.
Started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Like nurses in bondage, got me the check, said I want you to sign this. Union boys standing next to the rafters. There's gonna be a strike and you ain't gonna stop us. 3 men standing and they love what they do. You won't see it coming, cause they wanna surprise you. Consider it done, they're gonna stand right by you. American punks don't care about you. Hollywood, what you gonna do? Hollywood, what you gonna do? Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you can't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man.
He's dead, suspect friend cut up in bloodshed. No sign of hope, we fight, slang go. Chucky shooting up, no fix, they can't cope. Violence won't cease, hand me the crow piece. No peace on streets, we fight with police.
This is a city to make all your dreams come true. So pay attention.
Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. At last she arrived, returned and exhausted. Cooking in her pocket, she can get busted. Once again she passes, now she's gone. Now she's with her friend, her beautiful young. She showed up on the scene, she was 17. Now she's 21. She does some more coke. She does some more coke. She drinks some whiskey and she smokes some dope. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star. She thinks she's a star.
Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are?
Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man. Don't say that you don't understand. Don't say that you can't comprehend. Don't say that you don't understand. This is California Babylon, my man.
Wave them like you just don't.
When you're not around, you are badly missed. I like the feel of your hand and the taste of your kiss. Hold on. It was love at first sight.
rushing down to me from God above. It was on the day that I first met her. She's gone. Road is rough and filled with gravel, but I must journey on and on. Traveling down this lonesome highway, thinking of my love at home. Oh, it seems that we're together. She's the only.
Feel it. Come on. The DA, where you at, babe? Yeah. I'm too hot to handle, too cold to freeze. Writes the illest shit in the.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh yeah. Sometimes I just get carried away here and just like, sometimes like I'll be like, I'll just keep going with the mixes and all that good stuff. Oh my god, it is so hot in here. We're going to take it down. We're going to have the angel messages coming in. I don't know about you. I mean, I don't know if you guys like the heat or not. I like it. I mean, you know, I love warm weather. It's more, you can be outside more, basically. When you're able to have the warm weather, it's more of an opportunity to be outside. And especially when it's at nighttime. It's like that song, Summer Breeze Makes Me Feel Fine. Anyway. Okay, so Vassar Clements. The Bluegrass Session. So usually what I do with the angel vinyl readings is that I'm picking and I'm taking out, you know, random vinyl, and we'll play them and then we'll go into the message. And a lot of times they have messages on them. So I've been getting a lot of messages where they'll have a lot of esoteric spiritual terms. Like I'll pick out vinyl from here, and then lo and behold, we'll have the word magic or dreams. There was literally a vinyl that I picked out of here that explained the dream world and message. There was literally a song that said messages through dreams. I was like, geez. So when I pick out the vinyl in here, sometimes like they'll literally have a written message, or they'll have something that has to do with spirituality or the esoteric. And it's like something, you know, the other day it was like crystal insight, or literally I've grabbed albums with a giant crystal quartz on it, and it will be like a jazz album. I pulled vinyl in the other room that said that had words like necromancy and like, you know, like a Rush album. It just is so random. And like the Jethro Tull the other day, it was just amazing, and that was all about aliens. So, I mean, the album wasn't about aliens, but it concluded about connecting with your alien and starseeds. So, everything has a message here. So, let's go into the dream. So Spirit obviously wanted me to do live mixing. Live, of what I love to do. So, they wanted it to be creative and do this again. But what led me to this point where we're going to get a message? Oh my goodness. Okay, so Vassar Clements, the Bluegrass. This is so much fun. I mean, like, this is just so much freaking, like, how much fun is this? Like, first of all, can we just take a second to understand how fun this is? This is an innovative way to communicate with spirit through sound. All right, let's see what's going on here. Stop. No. That's crazy. So that's weird. So the first word I saw in here was Monroe. So yeah, that's so weird. So like, what is, so Marilyn Monroe, actually, she's a strong spirit guide that's always been around me. And she always comes through. She's always like, yo, talk about me on your show constantly. I see signs of her since I've been doing it. I mean, it's been my whole life, but like literally. So I'm going to tell you what's crazy, why this is crazy, because I literally wrote yesterday. Because in my writing, I have a bunch of writing and I'm writing about my experience. So yesterday I wrote about my experience speaking with Marilyn Monroe spirit for the first time when I was younger and I could see her and nobody really understood. And I would say things that I, you know, things you wouldn't know until you looked it up later in a book. And I did my first live reading when I was younger and I did a book presentation about her, but I didn't realize that I was actually doing a live reading. It was kind of like the teachers had us do, like, we were pretending to, like, not pretending, we had to pretend to be the people that we're doing biographies on and do a question and answer. So when I was doing that, I did Marilyn Monroe, but I didn't realize I said something about Marilyn passing that I was very unorchestrated. It was very my own opinion. And later on, so it had to do, you know, it had to do with the scandal about her, you know, about her death. And we all know that looks real sketchy. So later on in life, I didn't know this as when I was younger. So I commented, you know, about the speculation. I said something about, you know, speculating if it was a suicide. Later on, we get all this information coming out about how everyone, there is information knowing that that was not a suicide. So it was nuts that as a younger, when I was little, I did a live reading and I just said it. I said it out loud when I was in the class. Like, yeah, I don't, you know, in my own words. So that was nuts. So that was nuts. That was just, that's bananas. It literally says it's mighty dark. And so whoever, that's the last name of whoever's on this album, Monroe. So holy smokes. I'm going to take a picture of that because that is just, that's bananas. That is just bananas. All right. So we got 5 more minutes. This is so much fun. Okay, sorry. Why is that so loud? let's not make that too loud. Okay. So this one, who is this? I did two. I had these two vinyls. Okay, who is this? Latrim. I don't even know. This is so cool. Like, I don't even know who this is. Lowrider. So we all know the Lowrider. So I was just playing. So they had their own version, obviously, that they made of this. And I was mixing that in with the bluegrass. So we did a blue hip hop, mixing hip hop with bluegrass. Huh, let's see what's, is there anything on here that Spirit wants us to. Look at what it says on it. Look at the sticker. It says when you play it, you say it. Okay, we're done. That's it. We're over. It's over. We just got our answer. It literally says on this vinyl, when you play it, say it. So, I mean, do we even have to continue to go into what Spirit is trying to tell us? When I'm getting this message right here, and what Spirit wants to tell everybody, and connecting with the angel message, this all has to do, when you play it, say it. This has to do with being okay with expressing your creativity, the process of your creativity, and the way you're creating, sharing your creativity. Very fast, I'm going to explain. If you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you, and this is why I saw Bruce Lee in the shamanic journeying, because I'm on my martial arts journey and boxing journey. And I was speaking with one of my teachers today, and the way he was explaining certain things, it was like, it was very intellectual about how to have your, you know, your facial language while you're fighting, and all of this intricate stuff. So when he was done, I was just like, this is very innovative. This is very creative. I haven't come across teaching, like this with yet. That was actually so unique in explaining. So this is in the way, and so I'm starting to understand the way martial arts and combat sports as an art form now. Before it was the physical, now we're seeing it as an art form, and that's exactly what this is what I'm explaining to you about when you play it, say it. It's when you have a dynamic way of connecting or moving, just as we're doing it here. Let people know. Let it be your song. Let it be your truth. Let it be exactly the way you move into this world. Because when you're expressing your uniqueness, you're expressing your unprecedented self to people, something that nobody has ever seen or heard before. And that's exactly what we did here. When we do live mixing, I don't know what I'm getting myself into when we're doing the live mixing. I didn't know I was going to be doing bluegrass. I didn't know it was like, I had an idea that it was going to be a hip hop beat, because usually that's the forefront of when I do the mixing. But I pulled out that vinyl just real fast, because that's what we're doing. And, we're just doing an angel pick. I'm blindly picking out vinyl and I'm seeing, okay, let's see where it goes. That's the angel reading through vinyl records. So when we did that, there you go. There was something innovative happening. It was not expected. It was something that I've never done before. So when it's play. We're playing. This is what we're doing. We're playing in the studio. This is spontaneous. We're having a spontaneous time. It's like, if you're in the studio and you're jamming, we're doing a live jamming. Everything's live. We're doing live production, but we're playing. So when you play it, say it, is understanding that it is okay to express your uniqueness. Stop dimming your light. Stop dimming the unique way you live in this world. Stop dimming the unique way that you move. Stop dimming the unique way that you say and explain things, because that exactly is going to open. That is going to open up the door to advancing and enhancing why you're here. It's going to put that oomph, that pep in your step. It's going to put that energy. You're going to have so much more energy to do everything you do when you are living in a place of uniqueness. And when you're living from that place of play, when you're playing, everything is in the moment. You ever notice when you're playing, time goes by and you could do it all day? We could do this all day. We could do this all day. It's my punk rock song I made up. You see? See, it just goes. You see, it just flows. You see? You see? Just if I want to break out in song, just break out in song. Woo! You could do this all day. You could do this all day. You see? You see? There it is. That is your expression. That is your expression of your uniqueness. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're over. We're out skis. It's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium. I love you. It's getting wavy in here. Oh, it's gonna be wavy this summer. So you better tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm here. It's gonna get crazy, and we're gonna continuously create. I love you so much. Stay tuned for Rising with Sky Bar right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. Woo!
WMFO in Medford, rising.